back on the record in Fangasa and Kitley, D2251934, back from a brief recess for the respondent and council to consider the petitioner's proposal for temporary orders on decision-making and parenting time. Both parties are present, accompanied by counsel. Ms. Amin, have you had a chance to visit with your client about the proposal?
Yes, Judge. We're not in agreement with it. We'd like to proceed with the hearing.
Okay. All right, then that's what we will do. So, Mr. Kraft, you were in the midst of your direct examination of your client, Mr. Pangasa. Are you ready to resume with that?
We are, thank you, Your
Honor. All right, Mr. Pangasa, if you'll come forward back up to the witness stand. And I will remind you, you are still under oath from when you started your testimony on August 18th. So please have a seat.
Is it okay if I call you Manish?
Yes.
Manish, I want to talk about this last week. Have you had parenting time with Kabir during this past week?
Yes, I did. So yesterday and day before, I spent some time between 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. with Kabir. Last Saturday, I was with Kabir from about 12 to 5 p.m.
And that's, was there talk of Kabir traveling with you over this past weekend?
Yeah, we were considering it, and we had asked for permission. Kabir has like another grandfather, an uncle of mine in Phoenix, who was in Phoenix, and he was having a party. And the only stipulation was, unfortunately, Kabir wasn't feeling well the last couple of days. And it was stipulated that if Kabir feels better, he can go to the party. But if he's not feeling good, to not go to the party, which is reasonable. The day before the party, I got to know he wasn't eating properly, so we ended up not taking him to the party. The party was on Sunday.
The trip to Phoenix, was that to be an overnight trip?
Yes, it would have been an overnight trip.
And is it your understanding that except for Kabir not feeling well, that Ms. Kitley agreed to that trip?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Last minute, she agreed on the stipulation that he's feeling better.
And for any of that parenting time, did she express concerns for Kabir's safety or express any concerns about him being with you?
Not that I can recall, no.
We had left off last time talking about Kabir, and I wanted to transition to talk a little bit about Ms. Kitley, although I prefer not to. But has she undermined your parenting of Kabir?
Yes, I feel at times she has. She would call me names, sometimes in front of him. One time, it's been a while back, but one time I recall she even tried to encourage him to call me Manish instead of Papa.
What was that she told you to call?
She tried to teach Kabir to call me by my first name instead of calling me Papa.
Has she called you other names?
She's called me useless. She's called me Gada, which means donkey in English. I'd like to say my life has been much more peaceful since she moved out.
Your Honor, I have my exhibits numbered. Can I approach the witness and have them use them?
Yes, if you can avow that the numbered exhibits in the binder are identical to the exhibits marked by the clerk.
They are.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you
can
so
do
much.
That.
Look at what's been marked as Exhibit 9, identification.
All right. So exhibit 9 Yeah, I see this was a text message.
Here, let's find, is this a copy of text messages?
Yeah, this is a copy of text messages.
Between
me and Mala.
And do you know the date?
It looks like it was January 30th of last year.
Is this a fair and accurate representation of the text message conversation between you and Ms. Kitley that day?
Yes, it is, and some of it is February 1, but on the top is January 30th.
Thank you. Move to admit Exhibit 9.
Any objection?
No, Judge.
Exhibit 9 is admitted.
Manish, can you tell us what's going on between you and Ms. Kitley as reflected in this text message?
Sure. Messages? So the top message, she must have gone out of the house somewhere. She texted me, is Kabir okay? And I was replying to her, yes, that he was fine.
Okay,
and
hold it there. I have a question. So she's out of the house?
Yeah, she must have been out of the house because she's asking me, is Kabir okay? And she wasn't with Kabir.
So do you recall if you were with Kabir alone or was anyone else at the house?
I think I was alone with Kabir at the time. But
Okay. And then what was the conversation about?
So I was just, my texts below that were just telling her what he was doing, that he started watching TV. I set a timer though. He accidentally spilled a little apple juice on his shirt, but otherwise he's okay.
You set a timer for him to watch TV?
Yeah, I just set a timer to keep track of the time.
And whose idea was that?
I believe originally Mala said that there should be a timer, and so he's not watching TV for too long.
Okay, and then I see some, what's next, the photographs?
Yeah, the photographs on February 1st, she's trying to show crumbs on the placemat, and she was angry about her. I'm assuming she was angry about the crumbs. She's like trying to show me that I left crumbs on the placemat.
So there are crumbs on that placemat?
Not that I can see in the picture, but I'm assuming that's what she was trying to show, that there's dirt or crumbs, something.
If you turn to the next page, look at the top there. She says, I had cleaned last night. Do you know what that refers to?
I'm assuming she is referring to she cleaned the table the previous night, or she cleaned the placemat the previous night. And she's now trying to imply that it's messy again, and it's messy because of me.
Okay. And then on that same page, on beginning on 2/1/24, 8:20 p.m., what are you talking about? The blue is you, right?
Yeah, the blue ones are me.
And what are you discussing with her there?
Okay, so under I had cleaned last night, I sent her a message that I was having a problem at work with system issues. And then I put, okay, at about 8:20, it says, okay, I think she must have reacted that day. She must have gotten upset about something. I can't remember exactly what, but it caused me to write that there are something seems to be wrong with you, that you would react that way just because I left a door open. Okay, I remember that was... Oh, that was 8:20 in the night. I had come into the room and I would open the door or something, and I must have exited without closing the door, and she just decided to get upset over a small little thing and make a big thing out of it. And I can see I put, she threw a book at me, and I wrote, I don't know why you threw the book at me that belongs to Kabir. I can keep it safe for him, but don't throw it at me.
Down at the bottom of that page, it looks like you say you were responsible, though, for your own behavior and your own happiness. As stated earlier, it's a choice. I won't text now. Don't blame others for your action. Do you know what prompted her response? You two, don't talk to me, leave me alone.
Yeah. Objection, it calls for speculation.
If you know why she responded that way.
Yeah, overruled. If you know, please answer. If you don't know, you could say you don't know.
I'm not entirely, I don't think I know. I just know that she was upset and she was getting upset over small little things. And I was just telling her that she shouldn't behave this way.
Okay. On the next page, you can see at the bottom, 00036 is the page number at the bottom. At the top of that page, do you know what she's referring to there?
Yeah, it's a continuation of the bottom of page 35, where she says, you two don't talk to me, leave me alone. And then, because I told her that, like, I can only control my behavior, I can't, she's responsible for her own behavior, and that I'm sorry if I did something that offended her by, I didn't mean to, but she's like, yes, I'll show you my behavior, you manage your own behavior, whoever. And then she's like, she's thinking that someone is telling me what to say to her. She replies, whoever is teaching you.
So that's you?
I think she meant you, but she spelled Y-U-N-A by mistake. I'm assuming that's a typo. But whoever is teaching you, they'll know, wait and see what I can do. That sounded like a threat, like she's trying to blackmail or intimidate me.
And you didn't respond to that?
I did not respond to that at the time. My next text was on 2-2. It said I got the food.
Was this kind of interaction common in your relationship with Miss Kitley?
Not when we first got married, but over time, the last 1 or 2 years, she started behaving this way. First, it was name-calling and insults. I tried to keep the marriage intact as long as I could for Kabir's benefit, for Kabir's sake, I could keep the family together. But when she escalated to calling the police, that was the last straw. And Kabir was getting scared when the police would show up at the house. One time he asked me, Papa, are they going to arrest you or Mama? And I was like, I cannot allow this to keep happening.
Objection, Judge. There's no question about this in front of him.
Sustained. And so, let's go to the next question.
While we're on this page, let's go down about halfway. Okay, if you claim Kabir on the tax, what is she talking? Do you know what she's talking about there?
Yeah, there she is in being insistent that I should not claim Kabir on my tax return as a dependent, and if I do, she's insisting that I give her all the tax refund money, including whatever money I would get for claiming him as a dependent.
Did she offer you a justification for that?
She insists that she alone should be able to claim him because as the mom, I think in her justification, she didn't...
Objection, speculative.
Overruled, if there was discussion about who should claim and why that person should claim, I'll allow that as sufficient foundation.
Okay, there was no agreement while we were living together and who should or shouldn't complain. Originally, we filed a joint return, and while we filed joint return,
what year was that, Manish?
That was 2020 and 2021. And Kabir was born in 2020, so it was 2021 actually that we filed a joint return. And maybe 22, I think, was the last time we filed a joint return. And she was insisting, even when we file a joint return, I have to give her all the tax refund money that comes. And when we stopped filing joint return, it was she bought a condo separately, and she would have rental income. So at that point, I was like, I can't have rental income on my return because she bought the property by herself. And there were some issues that led to that.
We'll talk about that in a second, the rental. Did she tell you that she was going to claim Kabir on the child tax credit?
Yes, once the decision was made to file separate returns, and that was because, and there was a lot of complication whether buying the condo she was claiming.
We'll talk about that one. Who claimed Kabir in 2023?
She claimed Kabir.
Who claimed Kabir in 2024?
I believe she claimed Kabir. If my memory is right, I think she claimed in 23.
You were talking about the rental property. Ms. Kitley owns a rental property?
Yes, she bought it a couple years ago. And originally I was willing to possibly do with her, but she decided, I don't know that she decided to retract that. She ended up signing some mortgage certificate saying that she was going to claim the rental property as her primary residence, but only to get a tax break. She had no intention of using it at the time as her primary residence. And I felt that seemed fraudulent, and I was not going to agree to be a co-borrower or co-signer on the property if she was going to commit fraud.
Now, there's been discussion of police incidents in this case, of the police being called. Can you look at exhibit, let's see here. Exhibit 5, please.
Okay. Okay.
And you recognize that document?
Yeah, it looks like this is a police report.
And do you know the date?
That's March 11 of 22.
March 11 or February 11?
Oh, February 11.
Okay. And do you remember the events that are described in this report?
Yeah, the night before there was some argument about something, and I told Mala, I don't think I can live with you anymore. I think I want separation. And I was feeling so bad, and I was feeling helpless and hopeless at the time. And I think it wasn't that I wanted to hurt myself, but I was, I guess, trying to get attention or something.
Did the events reflected in this report have anything to do with Kabir?
No, they did not.
And can you go to page that's page mark 00023? It's part of that same exhibit.
I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is. Yeah.
In the notes narratives, there's one line, then there's a paragraph, and then, which would be, I guess, the third paragraph that begins, I spoke with Manish.
Yeah, as I spoke with Manish, and he advised me that his wife, Malava, had been worried about him because of what he was doing. When I asked what he was doing, he clarified that he was in a room and had placed a bag on his head and face in an attempt to self-harm. I asked him what made him do this and or what he had been feeling. He stated that he and his wife were possibly going through a we didn't end up doing it at that time, but okay. I had said that I thought we would.
So let's focus on that next sentence. It says he feels if he cannot do anything right. Why did you not? Is that accurate?
Yeah. Because she would constantly belittle me and make me feel like either I'm lazy, that I'm not willing to do anything, or I'm creating double work. I could never satisfy her. I could never please her. Anything I would do is wrong in her mind or in her eyes. And since that time, I've done counseling, I've done therapy, I've taken medication for depression or anxiety.
Let's talk about that. There's been some talk about autism. Have you ever been diagnosed with autism?
No, I have not, to my knowledge. The only time I've heard that brought up, it was in 2019, I had an issue with tinnitus, ringing in the ear. I went to a psychiatrist because I was under a lot of stress, and they suggested, they thought I might have autism, but no diagnosis was actually done, or no test was done to diagnose for it. That was just their opinion.
So you mentioned some medications. What medications are you on?
So one, I think that might be a HIPAA thing, but if I really have to answer, I take medicine for seizure disorder, ox carbazepine, 600 milligrams, I think, twice a day. I take something for, I think it's called guanfacine. I used to take hydroxyzine, but now I take guanfacine for help with concentration and anxiety. And I've been because this whole separation thing is really depressing and sometimes sad, I've been taking olanzapine as an antidepressant since filing for separation.
Okay, how long have you been on your seizure medication?
Since I was a child, I've been on seizure medicine. This one, I'm probably more than 8 or 9 years. I don't remember exact, but.
And so you were on that medication when you met Ms. Kitley?
Yes.
Have you had a seizure recently?
No.
The medication for your concentration, how long have you been on that?
Currently, the current one, I would say a couple months.
And were you on others previously?
Yes, I was on hydroxyzine. I still have a supply of that at home, but it's not been prescribed since, I would say, sometime last year.
Okay. And until the separation, were your medications working for you?
Yes.
Now this new medication, when did you begin taking that?
A couple months ago, I think. I don't remember the exact, maybe May.
So it would have had no effect on anything that's, anything prior to you beginning taking it, correct?
Correct.
Um,
maybe May or June, I don't remember exactly.
Just to make sure that I've covered it, on that first police report, 2/12/2022, again, was Kabir involved with any of your issues that you expressed?
No, he was not.
And when you said you were hopeless and did not want to break the marriage, but want to be happy, why did you say that?
Because I wasn't wanting to, on the one hand, I was not wanting to break up the family and be Kabir end up with separate homes. But on the other hand, I was like being constantly hearing complaints or criticism or name calling of myself. I was like, I just cannot deal with the complaints or name calling or insults. And I was like, I wanted to try to keep the family together, but at the same time, I was like, if she's going to behave like this, I don't know that I can be with her.
Okay. And did the events giving rise to Ms. Kitley calling the police that day, did they involve any threats or any violence or any hitting?
No.
Of that sort?
No, there was none.
Can you turn to Exhibit 7 and tell us what that is, if you know?
Okay. It looks like this is another possible police report. This time there's like no self-harm or anything like that.
Okay, and can you look at box 3 and tell us the date that this one?
Yeah, October 5 of last year, 2024.
Do you recall what gave rise to this incident?
This incident, in the afternoon, Mala and Kabir had gone out of the house. I ended up taking a nap. I think my mom and dad were in Yuma. My phone was on silent and they were trying to call me and they were getting concerned, why am I not picking up? Whether she called or my parents called, I just wasn't picking up the phone while I was sleeping. I woke up in the evening and she ended up coming home and she was so upset that I had taking a nap, and she was like, there was so much work to do, and I don't help out with any of the cleaning the way she cleans. And she was saying, well, don't expect, if this is, like, if you're able to be relaxed and take a nap and all. She was basically like, don't expect anything from me in future, meaning don't expect me to prepare dinner for you also.
Objection, Judge. I think he's going beyond the question, answering beyond what's
what gave rise to what happened. He's telling us.
Yeah. Is there more to what happened that prompted this call? Or
yes. She made a comment when she came home, don't expect anything from me. And so I suggested, well, don't expect you to use my car if I can't expect anything from you. Car's in my name. Why should I let you drive the car? And then I think she just called the police.
Was it entirely a verbal disagreement?
Yeah, it was entirely verbal.
Okay. And let's look at Exhibit 8. Can you tell us the date and time of that and tell us if you recognize what's being described in that document?
Yes, Exhibit 8. I think we did this one earlier. She texted to ask if Kabir was okay. This was on January 30th, 2024. I was replying to her that yes, Kabir is fine. he just started watching television like 2 minutes ago. I set a timer though for 30 minutes. He accidentally spilled a little apple juice on his shirt, but otherwise.
No. Exhibit 8. You're looking at Exhibit 9.
Oh.
So the one previous to that.
Oh, that was Exhibit.
You had it going. I was like, where's this?
Oh, wait, this is Exhibit 8.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
Exhibit 8, June 3rd of this year.
And this is the police report?
Yeah, this is a police report.
Do you recall what gave rise to the police being called that evening or that day?
That day, I recall sending her a text like in the morning, and she got so angry. Why did I send this text? The content of the text was just that I don't know why you can't be nicer to me sometimes, and no matter how upset one gets, there's no reason to lose respect. It was in general, a random text, and I think she got annoyed, why am I sending this text? Anyways, in the evening when she finished work, she drops Kabir off to a neighbor's house. She comes and she tells them that my mom called the police on her.
Was that true?
No, that was not true. Then she comes home and she claims she tried to ask me why I sent the text, but it sounded like she was trying to interrogate me. I said, I'm not going to participate in an interrogation and I'm walking away. I'm going to go out of the house and take a walk. My mom tried to tell her to talk in a normal tone, talk nicely, don't be interrogating or be mean. She ended up going, and my mom apparently told her, it seems the two of you, though, are not getting along. We can rent an apartment for you. She was like, no, why should I move out into an apartment? Why can't Manish move out of the house?
Who owns the house?
My parents. And my mom is like, that's not happening.
Wait, so has she, at this point, had she called the police yet?
She ended up doing so a little later. Or I was getting to that.
Okay.
She was like, should I call the police on you for not letting me stay in the house? She ended up going out and calling the police herself. And then she tried to lie that my mom called the police on her when she called the police.
And the police arrived?
They did. Not right away. They arrived a little later.
And what happened?
They talked to my mom, and they talked to Mala also. My mom explained that there's a lot of problems going on with the marriage and that we offered to get her a separate place to live. We weren't forcing her out or anything. And the police said that when there's a child, you can't really force someone out of normally. And we said that we were just offering to get her own place, and she didn't want to leave the house, and so she tried to threaten to call the police on us.
Okay, and again, was everything verbal in that interaction?
Yes, it was verbal.
And did it have anything to do with Kabir at all?
No, it did not. But Kabir got scared when the police arrived. And he was like, are they going to arrest you or mom? I comforted him, but the next day he was still telling my father, his Dadu, that he's scared. And I was like, we cannot allow this to keep happening. We cannot allow Kabir to get scared by police visits.
Okay, and now Ms. Kitley's, she has left the residence, correct?
Yes, she has.
And has there been a change in the atmosphere or?
Yes, it's much calmer in the house. And when Kabir comes over to visit, we have a good time together without hearing complaints or name calling or any criticism. The time I get to spend with Kabir, it's positive.
And we discussed parenting time. What you would like for parenting time. Do you want Kabir to be able to spend overnights and weekends with you?
Yes, at least every other weekend have an overnight. So we can go on trips like his grandparents, my parents have been living primarily in Yuma. His aunt, he calls her Bua, lives in Phoenix. It would be nice for Kabir to be able to go on such trips with us.
It sounds like you're from a very close family, is that right?
Yes.
Do you frequently consult with your parents when you have difficult decisions to make?
Sometimes, yes.
And do you always do what they tell you to do?
I can make decisions for myself usually, but like if I need their help or guidance, I'll listen to what they suggest.
So they always support you?
Yeah, they always support me.
And they're available to be present during any of your parenting time?
Yes.
If the court orders that?
Yes, either or.
And do you want to have a say in the important decisions that are made about Kabir?
Yes, I do.
Are you okay with Ms. Kitley having the final decision?
Yes, as long as it's she can have the final say, but I want to be able to be a part of whatever decision is made.
That's all I have.
Thanks, Manish.
Thanks. Cross-exam, Ms. Amin?
Yes, Judge. Good afternoon, Mr. Pangasa. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. I'm going to talk to you about, well, some of the questions that your attorneys asked you before, but I also want to ask you some of my own, okay?
Okay.
Sir, you stated that you... Well, looking at Exhibit 5, you stated that you were not actually trying to commit suicide that time. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I even took the bag off my head.
Okay. But at the time, you told the police that you were trying to commit suicide, correct?
I told them that I was feeling hopeful or hopeless and helpless, and I... didn't know what to do.
Okay, and you just stated that Kabir wasn't involved at that time, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had nothing to do with my decision, with what I was doing.
Okay, but he was present, right?
He did.
Was he in the home?
Yeah, he was in the home, and he walked in, and he...
She's not allowing him to answer the question.
Yeah, he All walked right, in and he then. Saw the bag on my head, and Mala naturally saw, and she was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Okay, so Kabir saw you with a bag over your head.
At that time, yes. Unfortunately, he saw the bag on my head, and that was when Mala called.
Okay, and you would agree that Ms. Kitley had a reason to be concerned at that time to call the police, right?
At that time, yes.
Okay. And, sir, you said that you weren't trying to commit suicide at the time, and it was more just to seek attention. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So, do you think that's appropriate behavior to show your child?
No, I do not believe that is an appropriate thing. I needed help at the time, and I got help since then.
And, okay. So you stated that you are in counseling?
Yes.
But have you told Ms. Kitley about your counseling and therapist?
I haven't told her who I'm doing counseling through, but
okay.
Like I've been doing counseling or seeing a psychiatrist for.
And sir, are you aware that has Ms. Kitley asked you for your records?
I believe a request was made for medical records. I wasn't sure whether that's relevant for in the court. I mean, that's for the court to decide if the court wants the records.
And sir, did you decline that to provide those orders?
To my attorney, we declined the request because I didn't see what the purpose was, if the court were to actually order release of the records, I'm perfectly happy to release the records.
And sir, are you aware that these are required disclosure under the rules?
Okay.
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for a legal conclusion.
Sustained.
Well, sir, are you aware, well, do you think it's important for the court to know about each parent's mental health to decide what parenting time and legal decision-making order should be?
Objection, Your Honor. Again, calls for a legal conclusion.
Yeah.
Overruled. Go ahead and answer, please.
I'm not sure. I was just going off of the suggestion of, I'll leave it to, from my counsel, I was advised that if there is a legitimate need for my medical records to be released, I have no problem releasing them. But
okay.
If there is a legitimate reason for them to be released, I'm fine releasing them.
Okay.
But at the time, I thought that.
And I'm going to ask you a different question now.
Okay.
In February of 2022, when the suicide attempt happened.
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates the testimony.
Overruled. The question is supported by at least Exhibit 5. I am aware he denies that he was actually attempting, but. Exhibit 5 would provide adequate foundation for the way the question was phrased.
And, sir, were you admitted to a crisis center?
At the time, yes, I was.
And how long were you there?
I think I was there for a full day. And that evening, I was transported to Palo Verde.
Okay, and then how long were you at Palo Verde?
For, I think, about a week.
Okay, and after you were released from Palo Verde, where did you go?
After I just came home.
Okay.
But I ended up getting like a psychiatrist or like out therapy support.
And did you have a psychiatrist or a therapist before then?
Yeah, we lined one up or we arranged for one.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, like arrangements were made when I got out.
Well, prior to that incident in February of 2022, did you have a therapist or a psychiatrist?
Prior to that, I did not.
Okay.
I had not been seeing one.
Okay. So, and you mentioned that you had seizures since you were younger. When do you recall when the last time you had seizure?
Over 10 years ago.
Okay, and was that prior to you being married to Ms. Kitley?
Yes.
And isn't it true that you didn't tell Ms. Kitley about your seizures when you got married?
I can't remember what I did or didn't say like 8 or 9 or 10 years ago. That's
okay. So, and do you recall an incident where Kabir had to be taken to the emergency room in September of 2021?
I recall one time he got very, very sick and nauseated, and he ended up having a seizure, unfortunately. And yes, he did go to ER one time.
Okay, and were you in the home when this happened?
I believe so, yes.
And sir, when Ms. Kitley went with Kabir in the ambulance to the hospital, did you go with them?
I don't recall going in the ambulance with them. I wanted to go. I think I ended up going later with my parents.
And isn't it true that you called your parents, who were at the time in Yuma, to ask what to do?
I may have. Again, this was, you said in 2021, I don't know that I remember something from, my memory is a little hazy. I remember a few details, but I don't remember every exact detail that happened.
Okay, so you called your parents and, well, did you wait till they drove from Yuma to Tucson, and then did they take you to the hospital?
I believe they did.
Okay. And sir, are you aware that Ms. Kitley had to answer questions about your medical history without you being present there?
I don't recall, but I think she might have called me on the phone and asked questions.
And at the time, she didn't know anything about your seizures, did she?
I don't recall. She probably not.
Do you think it's important for her to know about your medical history for the sake of Kabir?
Yes.
Okay.
Then I...
And sir, you mentioned that there was a mention of autism back in 2019, but there was no follow-up. Why haven't you followed up on that?
I'm not exactly sure why. In fact, I was like not sure if I even agreed with it. Was just an opinion of the person who saw me.
Okay, and it was an opinion of a medical professional?
Yeah, it was an opinion of a medical professional that saw me at the time.
Okay, and do you think it's important to follow up on an opinion of a medical professional?
In general, yes. I can't remember exactly what were circumstances, but I stopped seeing that.
Okay. And sir, do you have a driver's license right now?
Yes, I do.
And when was the last time you drove?
Last time I personally drove, it might have been a couple months ago.
Okay. Sir, how many accidents have you been in?
I've only ever been in one accident.
Do you recall when that was?
Yeah, it was a year ago. Unfortunately, I was not able to see that well, and I was at at a red light or green light, like I had stopped, and I didn't see the cross street. Regrettably, I collided with a pedestrian.
Okay.
Only time that's ever happened.
Okay. And
I went to traffic school, though.
Okay. And that. Isn't it true that your parents transport you mostly everywhere that you need to go now?
They help with transportation mostly, yes.
Okay. And do you agree that your parents are the ones transporting Kabir?
They are the ones, yes, to help with the transportation.
Okay. And sir, there was another incident when Kabir had to be taken to the emergency room in March of 2022. Do you recall that?
I'm not sure if I recall.
Okay. Do you remember if Kabir had to be taken to the hospital because of an injury in the bath?
Oh, that, yes, now I remember. He fell, and Mala said that he had fallen in the bathtub and gotten hurt, and she took him to the ER to get stitches.
And were you in the home at the time?
I must have been. I don't remember. Again, you're asking like 3 or 4 years ago, like 2022. I don't remember everything that happened that far back.
Okay, and do you remember at least that Miss Kitley took Kabir to the hospital at that time?
Yes, I. As a matter of fact, I had forgotten about that incident until you mentioned it. But now that you mention it, yes, I remember she had taken him to the hospital.
And do you recall that you called your parents to ask what to do at that time?
I'm sure I must have called them to tell them what happened. Whether I was asking what to do or not, I don't recall asking, but I... Anytime something happens to Kabir, I always make it a point to let them know also.
Okay. And you didn't go to the hospital with Ms. Kitley and Kabir, did you?
I think I asked, should I come also or something? I may have asked. But it was like late and she handled it.
Okay, so if there was an emergency, is it normal for Miss Kitley to be the one that handles it?
Normally, she's the one that's handled these emergencies. If that's not to say I can't handle, like, if he's with me and something happens, we would take him to urgent care or wherever he needs to go.
Okay. Do you have the exhibit binder in front of you? Okay. So, I'm going to ask you to go to exhibit 9 again. Sir, do you discuss all decisions that you make with your parents? Well, just in general, and I'm not referring to the exhibit just yet.
I think most probably yes. I don't know that I would say I discuss all things I do with them.
Okay. And so do you discuss your finances with your parents?
That yes, I have discussed with them, and they help me sometimes with finances.
Okay. So I'll have you go to Bates 0036. So when we're talking about the child tax credit, almost towards the end, the second to last dark text, is that you?
The blue is me.
And is the blue on your left? Or on the right?
Yeah. On the bottom, on the right.
Okay. And are you discussing the child tax credit with Ms. Kitley over here?
Yeah, I believe we discussed the child tax credit in these texts. And, you know, originally we filed joint returns, but since she... bought that condo, I already explained why we started filing separate returns.
Okay, and did you hear, is it accurate to say that you thought the child tax credit was a check that comes in your name?
I must have assumed so.
Okay, and then the last text, can you read that for the court?
I don't know what is going to happen yet in terms of the tax return. dad, my father, he was helping me with the tax, my tax return. He's going to ask some questions to a tax expert. Anyway, when I was putting money in IRA contributions, it said something about a deductible issue or not being able to deduct.
Okay, so was your dad handling your finances?
He was helping me in terms of finances with finding my return, yes.
Okay, and then to the next page on 00037, that first blue text, can you read that for the court?
Regardless of what I want or you want, we have to follow the rules. Dad said, I remember in 21 when I got refund for, I think I made a typo, it says refund for 29.
Okay. Well,
but that was refund for 2020.
So are you asking Ms. Kitley to follow the rules that your dad has set?
Not rules he set, it's not rules we make. So I was filing in TurboTax. And
well, sir, just a yes or no.
No, it was not rules set by my dad. It
okay.
was rules set by, like, when I was filing TurboTax even the year we filed together, and okay. I had previously claimed them on my return when we filed together.
Okay, so.
And when I clicked
and
to
sir,
not
there's
file.
No question in front of you on that.
Okay.
Thank you. And you said Ms. Kitley had claimed Kabir 2023 and 2024. Is that accurate?
I believe so. At least 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe 23 also.
And you didn't file for a separation until August of 25, right?
Right.
So any money that was earned and spent in the community, it's already been spent to, like, with the community?
I think so.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned that Ms. Kitley asks Kabir to call you names, and one of those names is Manish. Is that right?
Yes, she's done that in the past. It's not recent. It may have been like when he was 3 years old.
Okay, and sir, are you, so he called, so let me clarify. Did Kabir call you by your first name when he was 3 years old?
Yes.
Okay, and are you aware that he's also called Ms. Kitley by her first name?
Maybe once or twice.
Okay. Do you agree that it's normal for children of that age to refer to their parents by their first name?
Maybe initially, but what I was saying is, like, she was, like, teaching him to specifically say that.
But she's not taught him in front of you, right?
Not recently.
Okay. Sir, have you ever tried to commit suicide other than the one incident that we've discussed?
Other than the one incident that's reported, no, I don't.
Okay, so there have been no incidents where you've tried to cut your wrist?
No.
Okay. So, and you want overnight parenting time, right?
Eventually, you'd like to have overnight parenting time and, like,
okay,
go to Yuma or Phoenix or...
So let's talk about the last week when you had parenting time and in the event that would have required an overnight parenting time. So Ms. Kitley agreed that Kabir can go with you and your parents to Phoenix for a birthday party for a family member, correct?
Correct, provided he was feeling well, which
okay.
he wasn't.
And this was because Kabir's cousins would be there also, correct?
Correct.
And the whole family, where Kabir would have enjoyed his time at a special event.
That's right.
Okay. And would you agree that Ms. Kitley was being a good co-parent, or well, was co-parenting with you well in
yes.
allowing for that?
Yes, she was.
Okay. And do you agree that Ms. Kitley has offered you parenting time while this case has been going on and after she moved out?
Yes, she has, and that's a good thing for Kabir.
Okay. And do you agree that Ms. Kitley is a good mom?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. And sir, when Kabir was with you over this weekend on Saturday, were there any incidents that occurred?
There was only one incident that I can recall. It was, he was trying to climb on the kitchen cabinets or kitchen drawer, and I was trying to tell him that you can fall. And all I did was I tried to lift him up off of the kitchen drawer. He was standing on the handles, and like the drawer can open and he can fall and get hurt. All I was doing was trying to stop him from falling.
Okay, and did an argument occur between you and Kabir?
He got upset about the fact that I lifted him, and for what it's worth, and he's only a child, so I let it go, but he started punching me.
Okay, and did you lock yourself in a room?
I don't remember locking myself. After that, I walked away. I mean, his grandma, his daddy, my mom was there. And I was just trying to get away from, give him some space and time to cool off and be in a separate room so he's not punching me.
Okay, and so do you agree that he spent the rest of the parenting time with your parents?
Yeah, well, I came back out, and I think I played with him like maybe 15 minutes after that.
Okay, and sir, did you tell Ms. Kitley about this incident?
No, I did not. Kabir mentioned it to her on his own. I did not think, from what I could tell, he didn't get hurt or anything.
And to your knowledge, did either one of your parents tell Ms. Kitley about this incident?
Not that I know of.
Okay, and sir, you mentioned that Kabir was sick last week. Did Ms. Kitley tell you that he was sick?
Yes, she did.
Did she tell you, did she take Kabir to be seen by a doctor?
I believe she did. She took him to an urgent care. On this, my telling or not telling, if he had gotten hurt, I would tell her.
Okay. You said going back to urgent care, did she tell you about the appointment she had made for Kabir with his pediatrician?
Yes, she did tell me that she had made an appointment.
Did you go to that appointment?
I believe I was out of town, so I couldn't have gone. I was in Yuma at the time.
Okay, did you ask to call in for that appointment?
I think I might have tried to call to ask how the appointment went later, but I was not present even virtually at the appointment time.
Okay, let's talk about legal decision making. You're asking for joint legal decision making with final say to Ms. Kitley, right?
Right. Okay. She can have the final say.
Do you agree that Ms. Kitley's tried to communicate with you about decisions and co-parenting, and there has been no communication from your end?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you recall an incident where Ms. Kitley tried to communicate with you about talking to your parents about to not give Kabir money recently in the last couple months?
Okay.
Do you recall that incident?
I do recall her telling me.
Do you agree that your response was that's between you and them?
I was not sure what the problem was, if they were playing a game with Kabir whether they gave him a dollar or...
Okay, but do you agree that you told Ms. Gately that that is a problem between her and your parents and you have nothing to do with that?
I said that because she was shouting at me and I was just trying to tell her I didn't do that. My parents did that. If she has a problem with me, she can take it up with me. If she has a problem with my parents,
do you recall in the past Ms. Gately has tried to communicate with you about some of the neighbors and whether Kabir can go play at their house or not?
The neighbors thing, I have no idea what you're referring to.
Okay, so you don't recall telling Ms. Gately that it's between her and the neighbors, whether Kabir goes and plays with them or not?
No, I do not recall.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about your finances. You started a new job, right?
Yes.
Okay, and when do you get paid?
I believe it's bi-weekly.
Okay. And do you recall how much you're getting paid now?
So, and I still have to clarify this, but I was told $17.25 an hour plus $4.77 health and welfare capped. And it said $21.97 or equal to $21.97.
Okay. And where did you work before?
Before this job, I worked for a month with ROI Connexus. It was telemarketing. The client name was Allied Elite Financial.
Did you say you worked there for a month?
I worked there for about a month and a half.
What made you leave that job?
That was a telemarketing job. I took it. I was interested. I wanted to give it a try. I had never done telemarketing before, but I said I was willing to try something new.
Is it true that you got fired from that job?
Yes, they let me go. But by the time they let me go, I had already lined up the new job.
Okay, and prior to Connexus, where did you work?
I worked at Alorica for 6 years.
Okay, and why did you leave that job?
That job, after 6 years, I did not feel like there was any further room for advancement, and I was just no longer happy in that job, and I wanted to change.
Okay. To clarify, did we admit Exhibit 1?
Think it was.
We did, right?
Was it admitted?
Exhibit 1 was admitted at the previous year.
Okay. Can I have you take a look at Exhibit 1?
Okay.
Is this your affidavit of financial information?
Yes.
Okay. So, looking through it, can you tell me what your expenses are?
So, right now I've been paying for the car.
But you don't have any expenses listed on your AFI, do you?
Oh. But that's weird. If I don't, I'm not sure why. I may have to go in and edit that.
Well, so based on this, you have no expenses, right?
Based on this, it looks like I have no expenses.
Okay.
But that's not accurate.
This is for child support. It's his gross income. It's a child support affidavit.
Well, I mean, we're here for child support and spousal maintenance.
So
I ask leave of court to amend let's
stick to the questions that are asked and keep in mind Mr. Kraft will be allowed redirect.
So right now the expenses I have are like $100 a month for Cox Internet, $113, $115 for electric bill every month. I've been paying $303 a month for the car I have, which the respondent drives, the Hyundai Elantra 2022 in my name. I've been paying $160 a month for auto insurance. I don't know why these things aren't listed here, but...
Okay.
And like,
and sir, you mentioned at the previous hearing, and I just so I know that I'm remembering correctly, Ms. Kitley pays for Kabir's school supplies and everything, correct?
Yeah, she's paying for the school supplies currently. But sometimes we buy clothes for Kabir. His daddy's bought his clothes. I buy toys for Kabir sometimes.
And Judge, I don't have anything more.
Redirect, Mr. Kraft.
Thank you, Your Honor. Let's just start with the AFI since that was last discussed. You mentioned you pay $303 for a car?
Yes.
Who has that car?
Respondent Mala.
Was that by agreement?
Yeah, I don't know that we made a formal agreement. We just let her take the car when she was moving out.
Has she offered to pay for that car? Has she offered to make the payments on that vehicle?
Not that I am aware of. We were offering to her if she wants to take ownership of the car, she can make the payment.
Okay. And you mentioned you pay $160 in auto insurance?
Yes.
Does that include Ms. Kitley?
Yes, it does.
What did she pay for during the marriage?
During the marriage, I know she would pay for groceries. Sometimes she would pay for the gas for the car. Besides that, it's just buying clothes for Kabir, his school supplies, food, in terms of groceries. Sometimes she would take him to eat out and she would pay for a restaurant.
Okay, with the expenses she was paying, is it your understanding she was able to buy an investment property?
Yes, she was able to buy an investment property. It was a condo.
And do you have any idea what she has in terms of savings?
I don't. I mean, I might have an idea. I think she probably has a couple thousand in a savings account, but I don't know the exact number.
Are you aware of other investments?
No.
Have you seen any financial disclosure on her investments?
I don't think, I haven't personally seen it, but I know she sent it to you.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. When you're being questioned about a September 2021 incident where Kabir had a seizure, if Ms. Kitley had not called 911, would you have called 911?
Yes, I would have.
Now, after that incident, did Ms. Kitley raise any concerns about leaving Kabir with you?
No, she did not at the time. And like I said, as far as that incident, I believe she may have been with Kabir when the seizure incident occurred, and that's why she called right away. I may not have. In fact, if I recall correctly, he had gone to school, and the ambulance came to the school and picked him up. One time something happened at the house, another time it happened at the school where he was.
Okay, well, since that September 2021 incident, has Ms. Kitley left Kabir alone with you, without your parents, without anyone else?
A couple times she has, yes.
So she's left him with you?
Yes, she has before.
March 2022 ER visit, has she left him alone with you since that incident? Injury in the bath.
Yes, she has.
Has she allowed Kabir to travel with you?
with me alone, in the car, but when my parents are picking him up or dropping him off, yes.
Has Kabir traveled with you and your parents to Yuma in recent, when has that happened?
Yes, it's happened before. It's trying to remember. I think the last visit was some months ago.
Just a few months ago.
Yeah, maybe a few months. I know one time they even took him to Yuma themselves. I didn't go with them, but they took him to Yuma. And I think that was a couple months ago. I can't remember the exact month.
So you believe she trusts your parents?
Yes, or at least she's trusted them in the past.
Have you agreed to have your parents with you during your parenting time?
Yes, I have agreed to that.
And now you were asked about Kabir calling you Manish and that just being something standard for kids. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember her asking me about that.
What were the names that Miss Kitley called?
So the actual name calling, the names she used were like useless, gada meaning donkey.
Do you think it's normal for a spouse to call a spouse those names?
No, I don't believe that it would be normal when it's a good marriage, like a happy marriage. Also, it was partly the tone. Now, I remember even when we first got married, okay, give some latitude. Like, I heard her say gada, and she was just joking or teasing. But when she said it in an angry tone, I can tell that she's upset and she's calling me names in anger.
At the last hearing, when your mom was on the stand, we watched a video in which she said she had a 40-year-old toddler. Do you know who she was referring to in that video?
Unfortunately, yes. I believe she was referring to me.
Do you think that people might get upset if they're called names and ridiculed?
Yes, I believe people can, in general.
So, hang on a second. What's the objection?
It's calls for speculation. I mean,
overruled. Go ahead and finish your answer, please.
Yes, I don't believe insulting anyone. I would never insult Mala. I don't know why or how she started doing that with me. I would never insult her. I would never call the police on her in that manner.
So let's just wrap this up with Kabir. Is Kabir safe with you?
I believe he is, yes. Especially, yes, Kabir is safe with me. If anything happens, I would call the way she asked. If anything were to happen, I would call 911 if he needed ambulance or anything like that.
And you frequently consult with your parents on parenting.
Yes, and I consult with my parents on parenting time. So he's perfectly safe, especially with my parents around.
And do you think it's in Kabir's best interest that you continue to be in his life in a substantial way, including overnight visits?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, yesterday when it was time for him to go home to Mala, he did not want to leave and go back. Like when we got to the apartment and he was to get out of the car, he was like, no, I don't want to go. I want to stay with Dadi and Papa.
He's very playful.
Yes.
All right, that's all I have, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Pongosa, thank you. That completes your testimony. You can step down and return to your seat. It's 2:55. I think this will be a good time to take our recess. You can give the notebook to Mr. Kraft. That's his copy of the exhibits. Is 10 minutes enough, or do you need 15?
10's fine.
10's fine, Judge.
10? All right. We'll go back on the record at 3:05.